CLTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, the Minister of Trade, Luke Magloire Marga Atangana, has called on business persons to make Africa a free trade area as over 1,000 exhibitors look forward to the 15th Cross-Border Central African Business Fair to begin this Sunday. Kenya's President William Ruto has faced tough questions from furious anti-tax protesters during a debate on X space. Supporters of the Indomitable Lions in Buea Southwest Region say the team should not rely on their superior status in Group G, but should prepare as if they were facing Brazil in the World Cup. The Minister of Trade, Luke Magloire Marga Atangana, has invited business persons to make Africa a free trade area more efficient and more effective, and reassured them of the government's efforts to accompany them in their projects. This was at the end of a ceremony to launch the first containerized shipment under the Africa Continental Free Trade Area in Douala. He spoke to our reporter, Rosaline Fosa.
I am convinced that, and it's clear that African continental area is a strong weapon for the development of our state. So it was important to do it in Cameroon, and I should add that we are among the first countries in Africa to implement that new objective. And for us, it's important now. It's time for the economic operators to take advantage of that. The government has said, you know, the way is to them now to operate. It's important for our country. It's very important for our youth. Our young people will not need to go abroad to look for their future. The future is here.
Minister Luke Magloire Marga Atangana speaking there. Meanwhile, Cameroon has exported its first 100 tons of aluminium in the African Continental Free Trade Area. The exportation marks the official entry of the country into the Africa Continental Free Trade Area. Rosaline Fosa completes the story from CRTV Lead Role.
On July 17, 2023, Cameroon, through the port of Kribi, received its first consignment of containers from Tunisia under the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA. 1 year later, the country is making history and reversing the situation with the exportation of its first containerized shipment en route to Algeria. The four containers of 100 tons of aluminium ingot were shipped during an official ceremony chaired by the Minister of Trade, Luke Magloire Marga Atangana. While Cameroon makes it as one of the first countries in Africa to officially launch this movement, the minister said he is convinced that the African Continental Free Trade Area remains a strong weapon for the development of the state. These steps come at a time when more than 90% of Africa's import-export is done via maritime. The minister called on business persons to make use of this opportunity, given that the 1,300,000,000 people in Africa constitute a big market for business persons. The four containers left the Douala seaport en route to Béjaïe, Algeria, on board the Marina 96 ship, and will be arriving its destination in the next 4 weeks. Roselyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
And promoters of the Douala Pan-African Trade Fair and the people of their division have been held for enforcing living together and promoting homemade products. The Wuri Divisional Delegate of Arts and Culture, Kua Isaac, was speaking while officially launching the 2024 edition of the Douala Pan-African Fair, aimed at promoting and showcasing the rich culture of the people of the West region. Bidmia Atang Tabara was at the fair and now reports.
Moving from one stand to another, one could depict the rich cultural heritage of the people of the West region. A variety of homemade products from fashion to African decoration and other items, all in a bid to promote and consume made in Cameroon products. Nkwa Isaac, Divisional Delegate of Arts and Culture.
Believe on homemade design. That's why we are here to promote such events. We should not be promoting only Europe and American affairs, but
exhibitors came from all over to show their know-how. Asmara is into African decoration and recycling of plastic cups.
We recycle this cup, very special cup, because of the sand of the sea we use in it.
Danielle is a shoemaker.
We use original leather.
The promoter of the 2024 Pan-African Cultural Fair, Prince Joseph Nkwika, called on the people of the West region to be ambassadors of African culture in the world.
I'm calling on all Cameroonians to come and discover things they wouldn't have imagined can be made in Cameroon. Encourage us and let the flame of our African culture never die.
The 2024 Pan-African Cultural Fair will run till Sunday, July 7. Douala Bitmia Atangtabara, CRTV.
Meanwhile, over 101,000 exhibitors and visitors are expected to grace this year's edition of the Central African Cross-Border Fair for track to unfold in Ebulova. The event to bring together actors in trans-border trade will run from the 7th to the 21st of July under the theme Facilitating Exchanges, Encouraging Dialogue and Trans-Border Cooperation for the Socio-Economic and Cultural Development of Central Africa in the Era of the African Continental Free Trade Area. George Mum highlights the importance of FOTRAC and similar socio-cultural activities in the sub-region.
Promoters of transborder fairs and festivals in Central Africa continue to argue that culture can be a powerful vector of peace and development within the sub-region if the powers that be leverage on them. Thus, the 15th Central African Cross-Border Fair, to run for 2 weeks in Ebulova, chief town of the south region of Cameroon, will bring together over 1,000 actors of cross-border trade from Cameroon, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea, and is expected to further deepen social ties between the peoples of these countries. To feature on the program are reflections on the prevention of conflicts in Central Africa, opportunities and challenges of the African Continental Free Trade Area, cooking competition, and the exhibition and sale of products made in Africa. Like the promoter of the project dubbed Tour of Cameroon and Semak Festivals, Dr. Taiba Ngaba, the brains behind such transboundary sociocultural and economic manifestations are of the opinion that sub-regional integration has been stalled in Central Africa because the authorities have not adequately exploited culture as an aspect of subtle diplomacy. They also cite as example the Mundang International Festival, organized for the first time in April 2023 and which brought together the Mundang communities of Cameroon, Chad and those in the diaspora to brainstorm on the problems affecting their culture. The next edition of the festival is built for Chad next year.
George Mwam reporting. Administrative authorities and finance stakeholders in the University of Boya have been schooled on the importance of transparency in the execution of their functions to avoid corrupt practices in the institution. This was during a meeting organized by the University of Boya with expertise from the National Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC, and its stakeholders. It is placed under the theme, The Causes and Consequences of Corruption and Impediments on Good University Governance in the University of Boya. Annabel Ndike Enuanyang reports.
The University of Boya, in its drive to fight corruption, organized a seminar to sensitize its administrative and financial staff on different corrupt practices and durable measures to ensure good governance in the university. Professor Peter Sakwe Masumbe is the Deputy VC for Control and Evaluation.
To educate the university community on why and how they should manage university funds, university behaviors.
While emphasizing on the diverse effect of this social ill, the head of the Prevention and Communication Division of CONAC, Irene Morikanche, says the fight against corruption in Yobi should be transversal.
We delved on the manifestation of corruption so that the authorities and the students should be able to see the red lights where they can be an act of corruption. We presented the Presito, that is prevention, to educate the people good conditions for work. We also have incentives.
The university community is thus expected to denounce every form of corrupt practices. Professor Peter Sakwe Masumbe.
Our students, staff, will understand the procedures to corrupt practices. They will avoid those things to implement the vision of the head of state.
The representative of the Vice Chancellor of UB, Professor Michael Ekonde, called on participants to uphold morals and integrity that will shun all forms of corruption in the university. Annabelle Ndike, Enwanyang, CRTV, Boya.
Some young Cameroonians will be trained in the days ahead in advanced cloud computing technologies to help boost their socio-economic integration. This follows the signing of a partnership agreement between the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education and a vocational training center known as Jakifeli Namfak. The CEO of the NGO, Jakifeli Namfak, says the training will enable the 200 young Cameroonians to become entrepreneurs in the digital era.
This is a good opportunity for our young citizens, because when we talk about Google, is the one of the famous company in digital industry. And we succeeded to convince Google to give the opportunity to young Cameroonians to be trained in digital skills. And after that training and after the certification, they have the opportunity to access some jobs. And the lacking of the jobs in the world concerning this transform, this opportunity, we need to carry this opportunity and to give the chance to our citizens to involve this area, to be trained, and in the future to create their own companies in the digital area.
Newly appointed officials of functional literacy centers, non-formal basic education centers, and national language promotion centers in the west and northwest regions of Cameroon have been equipped with knowledge and skills to carry out their duties. The training took place in Bafoussam this Friday under the auspices of the West Regional Delegate of Basic Education, S.A. Privakormo. Details with Isaac Ngonkum.
The objective of the workshop, as outlined by the West Regional Delegate of Basic Education, Isaiah Privakormo, is to arm the newly appointed officials charged with the task of mobilizing and recruiting school dropouts and adults who have never gone through the formal sector of education to also learn the basic rudiments of reading, writing, and counting. Chang Mary Concilia is the Northwest Regional Pedagogic Inspector for Literacy and Non-Formal Basic Education and the Promotion of National Languages.
We have members in the community who cannot read. They want to better their lives, but they are too big to go to the normal schools. And so we have to sensitize them that the centers are available for them to come and learn.
Participants say they are quite ready for the challenge come September 2024.
We are in a better position to go back to the field and do sensitization to get all those who have never been to school and those who have dropped out from school for one reason or the other, so as to help them to become literate.
Cameroon can now boast of 360 functional literacy centers, 360 non-formal basic education centers, and 360 centers for the promotion of national languages, which are expected to go operational in the 2024-2025 school year. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
Erike Mas to pay homage to the first group super scale magistrate Daniel Ebene, who died last April, has taken place in Douala. He will be buried this Saturday in his native town, Konsamba. Madonkwele Bezatie was there, and here is her report.
Family members, friends, and sympathizers of the first group super skill magistrate, Daniel Ebene, turned out in their numbers to accompany the husband, father, friend, and colleague as he embarked to the world beyond. The Holy Mass at the St. John Parish Deido Douala in his honor was an opportunity for the celebrant, Reverend Father Oscar Eric Elanga, to remind the Christians of the importance to live according to the teachings of Christ. This, he said, is the only guarantor for all to grab the ticket to eternal life. The need to shun all forms of rivalry, enmity, and vices in society are also of major importance, as no one knows the day or hour when they shall meet death face to face. The president of the Christian community of the parish, Chief Manfred Dinkawa, elaborated a strong commitment, participation, and devotion of the law practitioner not only towards the church but the community at large. He occupied different duty posts, with the last being judge at the Court of Auditors in Semak, where he embraced death. His body shall be laid to rest in his native town, Konsamba, Mongo Division of the Littoral Region. Madon Kolebisa, TSC-RTV News, Douala.
The 49th session of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie is on the way in Montreal, Canada, with a bureau meeting holding under the supervision of the APF President Francis Drouin. Grouping presidents of the different committees and parliamentary networks, the meeting judged the admissibility of issues that will be discussed in the course of the 5-day annual General Assembly. Esther Kima is on a special assignment in Montreal, Canada. Here is our report.
Meeting at the heart of the largest city in Canada's Quebec province, Montreal, the bureau members are working out an agenda that cuts across the four sections of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie from Africa, Europe, Asia-Pacific, and America. The president of the parliamentary dimension of the International Organization of La Francophonie, Canadian-born Francis Drouin, while welcoming the 24-member bureau, including presidents of the committees on politics, education, and parliamentary affairs, underscore that the APF must rise above current-day challenges and enable its legislators influence policies that improve livelihoods, guarantee peace and security, and foster social developments. Cameroon's delegation is led by the senior deputy speaker, Honorable Ilarion Itong, who now sits as senior vice president of the APF since the 30th Africa Regional Assembly in Yaoundé last July. His candidacy for the post of president of the APF, unanimously endorsed as Africa's choice, will be submitted in Monday's plenary sitting. Prior to that, the network of female parliamentarians of French-speaking parliaments, with Cameroon's Honorable Lydienne Epobe as vice president of the caucus, will be meeting this Saturday to address vices that affect women's evolution the world over. This will be followed by the conclave of the Francophonie youth parliamentarians expected to take part in the general debate on artificial intelligence at the service of legislators, as well as the potentials associated with its integration in parliaments. Esther Kima, Montreal, Canada, CRTV.
18 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. Kenya's President William Ruto has faced tough questions from furious anti-tax protesters during a debate on X pays. For the first time, he apologized for the police brutality witnessed during the recent protest and the abduction of the alleged organizers. Last week, the president was forced to withdraw his controversial finance bill because of demonstrations that have rocked his presidency. The protests were organized via X-Pays, a feature that allows users host live audio conversations with others on X. In sports, supporters of the Indomitable Lions in Boya, Southwest region, say the team should not rely on their superior status in Group J, but prepare as if they were facing Brazil. Their reactions come after Cameroon was drawn alongside Namibia, Kenya and Zimbabwe for the AFCON Morocco 2025. Chancellor Nanze reports.
Cameroon are tipped favourites to qualify for AFCON 25 from Group J. Supporters say their status as five-time title holders gives the Lions an upper hand.
For the current team that played the last World Cup qualifiers, I feel that we stand a chance if we can maintain that same team.
Going by the recent performances of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon in their two games against Cape Verde and Angola, we've seen a more improved side as things stand. Cameroon are the favourite, especially given the fact that the first two teams be group who qualify for the competition.
But they add that the Indomitable Lions must watch out lest they be carried away by superiority complex.
We've watched past AFCONs where the underdogs always move ahead and surprise us. For instance, Zimbabwe is still a team that can easily take out Cameroon. Zimbabwe, even though it was just 2 days ago kicked out of the CONSAFA by Kenya.
Teams Cameroon have to watch out for in that group. We have the likes of Namibia and Zimbabwe. Even Kenya, they are a country not to write off.
Group J remains a tricky one as African football is fast developing and there are no more teams with the status of an underdog. Chancellor Nanze, CRTV News, Boya.
Meanwhile, 48 countries will compete in 12 groups in the qualifiers for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. The first two teams from each group will qualify for the final phase of the AFCON next year. Ben Collins, New Berua, presents the 12 groups of the qualifiers.
Tunisia, Madagascar, Comoros and Gambia will be battling for the two tickets in Group A, with the host Morocco assured of a place at the tournament. Only one other team from Group B, which includes Gabon, the Central African Republic and Lesotho, will book a ticket to North Africa. The seven times champions of Africa, Egypt, will have to deal with Cabo Verde, Mauritania and Botswana in Group C to begin another contest for their eighth trophy. Nigeria have been handed a potentially tricky group in the qualifiers. The Super Eagles are paired in Group D with Benin, Rwanda and Libya. The 2019 champions, Algeria, will face Equatorial Guinea, Togo and Liberia in Group E. Ghana, Angola, Sudan and Niger will compete in Group F, while the defending champions, Côte d'Ivoire, will face the 2012 heroes, the Chipolopolos of Zambia, Sierra Leone and Chad in Group G. The Democratic Republic of Congo, Guinea, Tanzania and Ethiopia are in Group H. Mali, Mozambique, Guinea-Bissau and Eswatini will fight for the two spots in Group I. Cameroon, Namibia, Kenya and Zimbabwe are in Group J. South Sudan will be aiming for their first participation at the Africa Cup of Nations when they face South Africa, Uganda and Congo in Group K. Senegal, Burkina Faso, Malawi and Burundi are in Group L. The qualifiers will take place in September, October and November this year.
Ben Collins, New Berua, ending the news. But before we go, a reminder of our major stories. The Minister of Trade, Luke Magloire-Marga Atangana, has called on business persons to take Africa or to make Africa a free trade area, as over 1,000 exhibitors look forward to the 15th Cross-Border Central Africa Business Fair to begin this Sunday. Kenya's President William Ruto has faced tough questions from furious anti-tax protesters during a debate on X-Pays. Supporters of the Indomitable Lions in Buea Southwest Region say the team should not rely on the superior status in Group J, but should prepare as if they were facing Brazil in the World Cup. CRTV News.